Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. I'm going to begin and end this sermon with a prayer poem by Philip Bennett. My God, I have feared joy. I have held back from the fullness of life, bound by invisible threads of old loyalties. I have imagined that you, God, begrudged me my joy and fulfillment, that you intentionally disrupt my happiness, stifle my freedom, rein in my delight. Now I see that you have always been calling me forth like Lazarus from the tomb. Unbind him and let him go. You desire the fullness of life for me, abundant, overflowing. Unbind me, free me for joy, that I may be fully alive. You have held nothing back from me. Help me to hold nothing back in this life, to live it to the fullest, to drink deeply of joy. Your joy, which you desire to share with me forever. This prayer poem is about the gospel we just heard. It is about All Saints' Day, which we're remembering today, and it is about the new life in Christ we receive through baptism. And we're having three baptisms this morning. This prayer poem is about you, yourselves, your one precious life, and hearing for yourself what Jesus said to Lazarus, come out of your tomb. Come out of whatever tomb you may have put a part of your life in, or someone else, or even God. This prayer poem is about God's power evident in Jesus as he called Lazarus from the tomb. But then, it is about God leaving work for us to do. Unbind him and let him go. We are called to unbind others and let them go. Now, Jesus not only performs what is perhaps his most significant miracle in this gospel from John, calling forth Lazarus from the dead, but he expects the crowd, us, to participate in and complete this miracle. Jesus, who has the power to heal, to feed, to restore, to bring life, to redeem, to forgive, seeks to involve us in these actions. And it seems Jesus expects us to help complete them through his power in us. Unbind him and let him go. What other marvelous, miraculous things does God intend to do in our families, in our communities, for ourselves, in, with, and through us? Perhaps they are huge. Like helping end hunger and isolation in our Mama Hills ministry, or the St. Luke Shower Program, or Harbor Interfaith, or the military outreach, or providing education through our scholarship program. It is also involved right now in the rescue efforts for our brothers and sisters back east who have suffered from Hurricane Sandy. our brothers and sisters who are now homeless and hungry, cold or scared. Unbinding others. It's like providing a listening ear to a family member, a friend, a colleague at work who seems distant. Something's wrong. It is like believing a simple idea and doing something about it. It is like stretching from your comfort zone. Unbinding another is being everything a follower of Jesus Christ is meant to be. So the possibilities are huge. Where is God calling you to unbind someone and let them go? Is it yourself? Is it a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, someone from the past? Is it a matter of saying, I'm sorry? Is it a matter of saying, can I help you now? Is it a matter of taking God out of the tomb and not blaming God for what you don't want, don't like, or don't want to accept? Unbind him and let him go. These words mean we need to assist in resurrection moments. There are people you know and people you will meet that yearn to live a resurrection life. But they may still be tangled up in burial clothes, bound up in old arguments, old fears, old failures, old grudges, and old wounds. Unbind them and let them go. The possibilities of how God wants to work with us, in us, and through us are obviously huge, endless, and simple. So where are you on your journey in life? What achievements, relationships, events, moments mean something to you? What are some of your regrets? It is the task of our Christian community to help us live a resurrection life, free of burial clothes, free from the bondage of an old life that is buried with old messages, old assumptions, old anxieties, old loyalties, and wherever there has been and still is unforgiveness. There are saints who have gone before us, who have lived a resurrection life and are fully alive in the grace of resurrection now. They are our cloud of witnesses, those we love and see no more. And there are the saints who surround us. Saints are brothers and sisters, members of our living body of Christ. We are here to support one another, to unbind us and show us a resurrection life. God is in our midst. Our second lesson proclaims it. God dwells with us. See, I make all things new. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of life. And from this blessing, we pass on new life through baptism. We will be baptizing Henry, Reese, and Tori. We are called to witness to them a resurrection life. Because our Jesus lives, we live. Baptism begins our incredible journey in this precious God life. Our God constantly loving us no matter what, constantly inviting us into an ever deeper place of freedom, joy, and love. So as we listen to this prayer poem again, may they become the words of your heart. My God, I have feared joy. I have held back from the fullness of life, bound by invisible threads of old loyalties. I have imagined that you begrudged me my joy and fulfillment, that you intentionally disrupt my happiness, stifle my freedom, rein in my delight. Now I see that you have always been calling me forth like Lazarus from the tomb. Unbind him and let him go. You desire the fullness of life for me, abundant, overflowing. Unbind me, free me for joy, that I may be fully alive. You have held nothing back from me. Help me to hold nothing back in this life, to live it to the fullest, to drink deeply of joy, your joy, which you desire to share with me forever. Unbind someone and let them go. That is the message of today's gospel. Amen.